When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday. Happy holidays to everyone out there. I'm sure some people probably out there on the road about to take off and
shopping, man. What are you talking about?
Mike, I think he's saying the people that are traveling to go see the people.
Oh, yeah.
Some people leaving now. It's more people around this office than I thought it would be. Because it's
that usually is fair. There are more people here
today. It's usually a ghost town around here. But salute to everybody for the holiday. So tomorrow, we've been talking about the Texans-Chiefs game all week. And they play tomorrow. And I decided to go out there on the edge and make a bet. I usually don't make bets, and I decided to bet Ron Hughley.
Mm-hmm.
So Ron Hughley, if you haven't heard, I think he might be a fan of the Chiefs.
He may have mentioned that.
Yeah, he might have run that up a couple times. So I decided to bet him because he's on a losing streak right now, man. Mm-hmm. He lost to Tyler Milner.
So you're in here trying to hit for your lick?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Let me get in on this, too. Let me get in on this action. So tomorrow we're going to be at the Barking Pig in the Heights. And we're going to be watching the game, and I will be rooting for the home squad, Houston Texans. And if the Texans win, Ron got to get in the dunk tank.
Man.
And
what's the weather going to be like?
Yeah, it's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold.
Cold enough.
And I mean, I feel like it's a fair bet, right? Like, it's not too.
Sure it is.
Because you will also get in the dunk tank
if the Texans lose, I will get in the dunk tank. So I felt like it was a fair bet. It wasn't too crazy, mm-hmm. but no dyeing hair and get a tattoo of this. It wasn't nothing crazy. Some fun. Yeah.
Not lopping off no fingers or nothing.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But apparently Clint and Tyler felt like this might have been a little too soft.
What? It's going to be cold, man.
That's what I said.
60 degrees is the high.
Yeah,
that's what I said. So here's Clint and Tyler on the drive. You can hear them coming up shortly. Talking about, you need to add a little extra to this bet.
I think whoever's running the dunk tank should turn it into an ice bath. I think it's got to be as cold as you can get it over while you're there. I mean,
what's wrong with not just falling down, getting wet enough in front of
I mean, what's the big deal? You're just going swimming.
Because here's
it's a big deal. I don't want to go in there and get wet.
Hold on. Biggie doesn't know how to swim. He can't lose this bet.
It's not going to be deep enough. He's going to be deep.
Well, I know he is short.
Wow.
Dang.
We'll go in there and get him. It won't be me because I can't.
It needs to be freezing cold. Hey, you need to stand up out of that pit. Whoever stands up out of that pit, there needs to be an embarrassment beyond just wet.
What? No.
Like, you need, I agree here.
You need to stand up there.
It's not embarrassing.
And them nipples need to be rock hard.
They're gonna be.
That little old thing needs to be light switched up.
Falling into the water for Figgy is enough.
I think it should be ice cold.
I'm with Clint. It's not a big deal just falling into some water.
Stop it.
Unless you're Fig and can't swim. I feel bad for Fig.
No, you go in.
Some floaties, he's more embarrassed.
You go in, and you go in with your clothing that you have on, and you get dunked in your clothing. That's not, nobody can walk out of there.
Yeah, have they never had to walk around in wet clothes?
Dude, just any water
socks.
In 55 degree temperature is
your underwear
cold.
Yes. Yeah, man. Like you just down that you are walking around with a risk of catching pneumonia. Yeah. That is all that is happening.
Yeah, like, I was listening. I'm like, man, y'all doing too much now. Yeah. Man. Like I'm not a type of person that try to bet and you gotta cut all your hair off or you gotta do this.
Yeah.
Like just a cool little friendly. Like I don't want to get wet,
guys.
Of course you don't.
I'm still learning, so I'm gonna lean on you guys in your experience. Is Clint an instigator? I think Clint might be an instigator.
I don't know. That's a good question. I haven't really thought of him as an instigator.
He's giving off a little bit of bet you won't hit him though. Energy, you know what I mean? That's what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
In this moment, that's not enough.
He was definitely doing that in this segment.
In this segment, no question. He's but like, so was know. Tyler. He's like, yeah. I like it.
Yeah. But the one thing I will say about this is I felt like me and Ron, we came up with this bet. I called him out on this. I feel like we didn't really get the rules down because I'm not sure, like, whoever loses, do we, like, get into some, like, swim trunks or do we get in the clothes that we're wearing?
You just go however you want to go. I would change.
Yeah. I felt like we started the spade game, and as soon as we was about to cut.
Yeah, but like, wait, Big Joker's a little. No.
It's Joker, Deuce, Ace.
Deuce High?
Joker, Deuce, Ace. No, we always do Ace, King, Queen.
So yeah, what are our house rules on this one? Like, what are we. Do you have to. Are you allowed to have a change of clothes?
Okay, you know what a good compromise would be? To keep Clint, go ahead.
Wait, hold on. I got Ron on the line right now.
Okay, what's happening, Ron?
What's up?
Yeah. First off, it's always Joker, Ace, King, Queen. Man, you take them twos out. Man,
Joker, Deuce, Ace.
Wait, you taking out the twos and not one of these jokers?
No, man. I'm keeping the Joker, baby. That's where I play. Rise and fly. That's where I am. But no, man, I really appreciate that, Figgy. Like, this is just friendly. I don't know why people got to try to add two bets. I don't understand that.
People want to see you suffer, man. Like, it's enough that...
Oh, no, man. No, everybody got to bring a bag of ice when they come in. Everybody got... You got to do it in a Speedo. No, kiss my ass.
I mean, it would be easier to do that if you were in a Speedo, though, so...
Yeah, so
now we got Osita over here sitting next to me talking about you sound scared. We made a bet. Why don't you do it?
I just want to make it clear, like, what are we doing? I feel like we didn't really set the rules. So, like, are we getting in there with the clothes we come in with and maybe have
Listen,
some?
Listen, Piggy, I don't care what you get in on. All right? Like, I don't. If you want to get in your drawers, if you want to get it, like, I don't care what you get in on. Like, to me, like, it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter what you're wearing. Like,
I'm just looking out.
You got to change. I just want you to get dunked.
I'm just, and see, I'm doing this just to look out for you because you're going to be in that dunk tank. I'm going to be fine, man. I might come in there in a suit.
All right, I think a good compromise because they want to put ice in there. Come on, man. It's going to be 55 degrees. You're going to be cold anyway.
No, hold on, Lopez. Yeah. There ain't got to be no compromise. They not involved in it.
No, I'm saying
they're
just because he was looking for a rule. Like, okay, whoever, whatever clothes you're wearing, you're going in on your clothes. And then you can change. But you give it, I think it'll be a better visual, like in your clothes getting dunked.
Okay.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, it's cool. Like for me, like I ain't gonna be mad if Figgy go in there. By the way, Figgy, I can hear it. You sound like Tim Settle does. Like you just saying it, but you don't really believe it. You say like you sound like you know when Tim. Like I can see in Tim's eyes when he said, "Why the hell did I say that about Patrick?" Why didn't I just keep it with the offensive line? Why did I invoke 15? That's how it sounds. So like, I hear you. But like, yeah, man. Figgy, if you say, man, I gotta change this. I'm just concerned, man. Like, Figgy, you gonna be able to stand in there? Like, I don't want you to get like, I don't want
this
you to
is nasty
start.
Work.
That's
nah,
mean.
Hold on.
That's mean.
Y'all really living up to the name of the show because it's a lot of drive bys happening.
I just know Figgy's not a strong swimmer, and I just like because I'm telling you. Brother, I'll go in there and get you if I need to.
See,
I don't want to, but I just hope you're good though.
See, and that's been a running joke on this station for years because like I can keep myself alive. Like I can survive. I just like I can't save nobody life. Yeah. I mean, I ain't jumping in the Atlantic Ocean. Yeah, this ain't Baywatch over here. Watch it, man. Like I'm good. I can't be
this
no
ain't Baywatch.
Yeah, I can't be no lifeguard, but I can survive. I'll be good.
Yeah, like, no, I'm just telling you, Figgy, I can't, like, we can't go on no bike rides. Like, for me, like, yeah, I ain't got
somebody
that
can't ride a bike.
No, I know it. I'm being honest about it. If it was a bike riding competition, I'm being honest about it. That's why I'm just making sure you good when you fall in,
man,
that you don't start to panic.
Oof. Yeah, I ain't got to worry about that, though, because you going to be in there, man. I think the Chiefs going to catch – they finally going to catch one, and the refs ain't going to be able to help. Appreciate you, Ron.
Okay, there you go with the refs. All right.
Hey, what time does this shindig start? You going to be watching the whole game there?
I'll be gone. Yeah, I'm gonna be there. We going to be at the Barking Pit starting at noon. They got some drink specials. And free touchdown jello shots.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know how many of those you'll have.
Yeah.
What about for field goals?
Yeah, I was like, can we get some field goals? How about some turnover jello shots? How about that?
Hey, they might change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Come on out so you can see Ron get.
Hey, first down. Everybody gets a shot.
That won't bankrupt you. Do we get some solution there, or do we just talk?
You're in your clothes. Whatever you're wearing, you're going in.
Yeah. So, it's pretty loose, man. So I'll probably find some clothes to just be in, and, you know, just in case. I don't think I'm going to lose, but
yeah.
I just want to make sure, man.
All right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stink of Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stink of Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's around the holiday time, and somebody actually sent this to me like a couple hours ago. I got a figgy. It's a figgy drink going around.
There's a figgy drink?
What?
Yeah, somebody sent me a video of a figgy drink going around. A figgy holiday drink.
A you drink?
Yes.
Who did this?
Figgy got a drink out here. Yeah. Wow.
I got to meet with Tony Busby after the show so we can kind
of
try
figure
to
out the dollars and cents of it.
Yeah, get my money for it. But here, if you want a holiday drink, a good holiday drink, here's the Figgy drink, courtesy of somebody on TikTok.
Hi, buddy, it's Babs. Have you ever had a figgy teeny? It's the perfect holiday.
This is that
drink.
Old lady.
Let me show you how to make them. For two figgy teenies,
she's enormous.
4 ounces of gin.
What?
Yeah, she's not like
my daughter like, loves these with tequila.
Very popular.
Next, wait, can we press pause?
What's her name?
Can we press pause and address the fat shaming that this man just did?
No. I mean, enormous as in a big. Like, she's got a TikTok and Instagram following off the charts.
Really?
Like, grandma something or her aunt something?
Yeah, she looked like grandma. She kind of had the Aunt B look.
I didn't know she stole your name.
Yeah, man. I'm like, that.
All right, go ahead. Continue.
Next in, fig preserves. You can't get figatinis without figs. And 2 heaping tablespoons right in. 1 ounce of fresh lime juice. A splash of maple syrup. About 1/2 ounce. Now ready for the ice. Shake it up for 15 seconds. Take your frosted glasses out of the freezer and pour. Garnish with a fresh fig and a sprig of rosemary. To make your figatinis ahead of time, just pour them right back into your liquor bottle. Pop them right into the freezer until ready to serve. Your guests will be singing, oh, bring me my figatini. Oh, bring me my figatini. Oh, bring me my figatini. And bring it right now.
I actually know who that lady is. Like, she's real popular with her menus and stuff and cooking and all that. But, yeah, she can't be doing that.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I am not any level of alcohol connoisseur, so forgive me. Does that sound good? Because I just did not think those things did not really catch my attention that well, but I also don't know. What that's about. Did that sound like a good drink to you?
Somebody make it for me.
Not bad.
713-5724. Hey, make it. Hey, let me know how it is.
Not bad, but I did see this morning. Did you see they're going to have signature cocktails for the Beyonce show at NRG?
Of course they are. Of course they are.
I'm not lying.
I am so intrigued to see how the Texans are and how NRG in general is going to manage all of this, because it really does feel like there's going to be two separate kind of like fan bases, and not like team fans' bases, but like two separate people coming for different reasons.
Yeah. You know
what I mean? I really want to see all the people that's only there for the Beyonce Cup, because
there's gonna be a lot of them.
Because we there every single game,
right?
So we kind of know the normals and all that stuff. I want to see the people that's just dressed up.
For a concert or whatever.
That's a big factor.
Because Beyonce fans are in that set of fandoms where they all dress up for the game in a particular way. Yeah. And so, you'll see Texans jerseys and Ravens jerseys. And, that's a very reflective human being.
She dressed up real
TMZ,
nice.
I found it. TMZ came up, reported it. Oh, hey, Beyonce. They're going to have four signature cocktails by Aramark for the concert for the halftime show. Silver Spritz, Blazing Cactus, Ruby Sparkler, and the Texan Honey. All Beyonce signature cocktails. I'm not a big fan of the signature cocktail at weddings.
Oh, that's exactly what I'm getting at the signature.
No. That's the best.
That's the perfect thing to get at
the his and hers.
Too much peer pressure.
What do you mean?
Like you have to drink that. I don't want that. I want a vodka tonic.
No, you don't have
to. Come on, man. Try something different.
If you have a signature cocktail at your wedding.
And you don't have to get it.
By the way, what was one of the rules I had for all three of my kids' weddings? No signature cocktails. I didn't know that was a rule. Open bar. That's it.
What a jerk.
Man, come on.
I'm not saying that they're.
Let them have their fun.
No.
At the Bargain Pit, I actually have a signature cocktail. I have a Figgy's Crown Jewel drink.
Okay.
Oh, so you got all the signature cocktails out here. Okay.
Yeah, man. So, yeah.
But you're not getting married. No, and people can.
I was like, that sounded like an edict, like you can't get married. I was like, he already is. I don't know. Okay. So shout out to the Figgy Teeny. What did we learn today? I'm trying to figure out. We were all over. This is a mixtape in the truest sense of the world. We were all over the place. And you guys, someone's going in a dunk tank tomorrow at, what is it again?
At the Barking Pig.
That's right, in the Heights. And based on my prediction, it'll be Ron. Based on your prediction, Lopez, it'll be Figgy Fig. Mm-hmm. But then you guys can talk about it over some Figgy Teenies, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, man. Yeah, come on now. And the good thing about this place, it's a family-friendly place.
Excellent.
So bring
That's
your
even
kids,
better.
Dog-friendly.
So, is Action Jackson?
Yeah. So come through, man.
Action Jackson coming through? Or did Action Jackson actually go home?
Nah, he ain't go home yet. I think Sunday.
He not going home.
Yeah.
Action Jackson's not going home. Actually, he is home. We'll say
He is home.
Yeah.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you guys continuing to text the line where many people have said, no, Clint absolutely is a pot stirrer and an instigator. Thank you. Thank you, text line. Coming up next, we'll get ready to talk to those fine folks where they are currently, where I've already forgotten because it's been a wild football Friday. But coming up next, we'll draft the weekend with all of the fun games. What are the games that we are most interested in? We'll do that next.